USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York may have reached its peak in terms of COVID-19 cases as steps amid containing the deadly virus continue. The New York Democrat explains that tracking the rate of hospitalizations and ICU visits, the growth curve could be flattening, although models differ on what that means.
If we are plateauing, it's because social distancing is working. So we have to make sure the social distancing actually continues.
The governor did increase the fine on not social distancing from $500 up to $1,000. Wisconsin voters are not heading to the polls on Tuesday as Democratic Governor Tony Evers signs an executive order that will move in-person voting in the presidential primary to June 9th. The executive order also directs the legislature to meet in a special session on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An arrest is made in a Madison, Wisconsin double murder. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A Wisconsin teenager now facing double homicide charges and what authorities there are calling the calculated killings of a university doctor and her husband last week. Police at the University of Wisconsin say 18-year-old Ali Jalaroux was charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of Dr. Beth Porter and Robin Carey. This was a day after police in Madison had arrested an alleged accomplice, 18-year-old Carrie Sanford. Porter and Carey were found by a jogger in a ditch not far from the university. Police say they believe it was not a random act.
Boeing is extending a production shutdown at its Seattle-area plant during the coronavirus pandemic. Company officials notified employees of the decision to idle facilities indefinitely in a weekend email. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If you're heading out into the infectious world, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a few tips to keep you safe.
If you're going out during the pandemic, here's a few things you might want to consider. If you have long hair, pull it back so you won't be tempted to touch your face. When you're finished shopping, make sure you disinfect your phone, credit or debit cards, purse or wallet, steering wheel, dash, knobs, handle, and gear shift in your car, and don't forget the car doors. Also, when you get home, disinfect your shoes, jacket, and remove your clothing and put it in the wash.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
"It's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection."
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at three different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
Colburn also reminds everyone that internet plans are sold with up-to speeds because providers can't guarantee a particular speed due to a number of factors. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.